Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cronin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Cronin moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Fox scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert is walked intentionally. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Doerr scores. Gelbert moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Dobson now pitching. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. Desautels moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. There goes Cronin. The throw from Pitlock to Boudreau, and Cronin is out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Gelbert catches it and throws to first to double up Keltner. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Bell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.